MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Gareth Elston, CIO at Reitway Global. Gareth, appreciate the early morning time. I want to chat office space. We've seen in the US with the sort of the Delta variant taking the storm, a lot of large companies saying, you know, we're going to delay the return to the office. I think most recent was Microsoft just the other day, and they said, we don't have a date in mind, but, you know, at some point. Longer term for office, though, even as they come back, I mean, office is going to be under pressure.
Yes, good morning, Simon. Yeah, it's certainly a sector that's been under pressure for about a decade now, actually. And, you know, if you look at the returns versus most of the other REIT sectors, it definitely has been lagging. And it's not just, you know, it's the US, it's the UK, Europe, all the way down here as well. So definitely a sector that has been under sustained pressure, and COVID certainly hasn't helped.
You make that point about the decade, because you had a Reitway Global at a great webcast last week, and the talk around office was that this isn't a COVID phenomenon. It kind of predates that. Was it simply too much stock in the system? The likes of WeWork, who said, you know what, you don't need an office. We can rent you space by the desk, by the day, sort of thing?
It would be a part of it. I mean, you know, if you look at IWG, which Regus is part of, you know, they have a much, much larger portfolio than WeWork ever had. And then they had a very limited impact over the years. But it's just been slight changes in the nature of work, also in the nature of what tenants are really willing to pay and what they're looking for. So it's been a slow change. And it's also been, you know, resistance to continually paying more and more for not getting space that probably really adds massive business value to a large amount of knowledge-based businesses, especially.
I suppose that is the trend. I mean, if we go back a decade, what we have seen is an explosion of sort of internet access, of devices that enable us to work remote. So even if it wasn't an Apple, you know, saying people can work remote, that trend has been growing. The pandemic's just accelerated it. Where does this sector go into the future? The one thing that struck me is chatting with one of the Americans in your webcast last week, talking around office conversions, and he was like, no, we don't do that in America at all. What happens to these buildings?
Well, yeah, it's going to be quite interesting to see how it goes. And I think it's probably you'll find that we might be ahead locally here versus some of the large markets who have been forced to have conversions. And you'll probably start to see in time they'll be forced to change if they have this much excess space. And you'll start to see a change into potentially residential, into, you know, even locally. Yeah, we have an office block that's been turned into a sports shop, for example, in the suburb. Yeah. So it's who knows where it ends up. But eventually the space will get, if there's enough vacant space, landlords globally are not going to have much of a choice but to try and repurpose it, and or either, you know, just bash it down and build something else in its stead. But I think the long-term growth for the sector is going to be under pressure. Probably short-term might be some bounces as people start to rotate back into the sector as people return to work. But long-term, the pressure is not going away.
So my sense is then, I take your point on a bounce. We're going to get, you know, the folks coming back, although, you know, locally Nedbank has said 3 days a week. Momentum has said we need 30% less space. And that's usually not the head office. I remember when I worked for Standard Bank in the city, they owned all the Simmons Street, but then they had Commissioner and Alexander and all those sort of auxiliary buildings sort of go out the way. Is it then just a space we stay away from? The REIT, particularly globally, is a large sort of space, lots of other areas we can look at which are going to do us better returns. I'm thinking self-storage, I'm thinking towers and infrastructure.
Yeah, I think in general terms, bog standard sort of vanilla office space is not going to be an exciting sector to be in for a while, but there are other subsectors within office that are interesting. Mm-hmm. So, for example, life science has been a fabulous sector over the last 5 years, and over the last, you know, year and a bit with COVID, obviously has become even hotter. So it there will be a change and a move into subsectors that become more interesting, but your standard sectors, it's not going to be there.
Okay, so office just remains a tough spot. And, of course, the point being in South Africa is our REIT market is just so less developed. Broadly, we have got sort of office retail and industrial / logistics, and that puts the South African REIT investor in a tighter squeeze when looking at the options on the JSE.
But as we've moved on year by year, we've started to see more specialized sectors coming on, more industrial and warehousing focused storage as well. So it's evolving. It's getting there. And I think, and even with some of the large local ones, you've started to see them try and move into some of the specialized sectors. For example, Growthpoint is, I don't know if there's a sector they're not in at the moment, which again is, do you want a conglomerate or a specialist? It's up to you.
Yeah. And we've seen that in Fortress as well. Specifically, I think we've seeing our REITs becoming perhaps a little less generalist, as we see in the case of our REIT. Gareth Elston, CIO, REITway Global, appreciate the time this morning. Our question to you on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles is around office. I mean, we've seen talk of returning to the office that constantly gets delayed. But when it starts to happen, are you planning to go back to the office, or are you happy at home, maybe a few days a week at the office? Or maybe, frankly, you miss your colleagues and you miss the water cooler talk, to say it. You can have your vote. You can have your say on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles.